His own purpose. And then down in verse 20, he says, "Who are you, O man, who answers back to God?" Well, why would anybody talk back to God? Well, they wouldn't be talking back to God if God just chose whoever chose him. It's that there are people who are so offended by the fact that God chooses that they answer back to God. And he says, "You're like a thing molded," saying to the molder, "Why did you make me like this?" Which makes the point. If God hadn't been the one who made you what you are, then you wouldn't be answering back to him about that. The whole argument here would be utter nonsense if it weren't crystal clear that this is a divine choice. And it does raise the question of God's justice. And it does raise the question of the rights of the pot in the hands of the potter. If it is a human choice, there's no need to object. If it's a human choice and God just chooses whoever chooses him, there's no need to defend divine justice. There's no need to defend God's sovereign authority to do whatever he wants with whoever. You see, if you deny sovereign choice, if you deny the doctrine of election, you turn all these texts either into nonsense or outright deception. Now, in Romans 11, there is a doxology that puts it where it should be. Verse 33, great doxology. And this is where you just have to rest, folks. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. Do you understand that you can't plumb the depths of God's knowledge and wisdom? Do you understand that? Don't overestimate yourself. What might not seem reasonable to you, might not seem emotionally satisfactory to you, might not seem fair to human will and freedom, do you just understand that you can't even begin to challenge with your mind the depths of wisdom and knowledge that belongs to God? And do you not know how unsearchable are His judgments and unfathomable His ways? Don't ever put yourself in a position to be questioning God. Verse 34, "For who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who became His counselor?" I mean, that is outrageous. You're going to tell God what He can or cannot do and what to you seems reasonable, emotionally satisfying, and fair to the human will? Have you forgotten verse 36, that from Him and through Him and to Him are all things? To Him be the glory forever. Amen. Now, even some of you who are a little bit squeamish about this doctrine,